I'm a skeptical about a lot of everything, modern or ancient. I'm not skeptical in the sense that I don't think that it's well researched or sometimes well written, though God knows not always. I simply mean that in order to be the kind of writer that interests me and to write the sort of books which need to be written, I think, if they do need to be written about persons in history or contemporary life, you need to do more than check the facts, as they are always called. You need to do more than to interview the subject or even the people who know the subject. You need also to be conscious of the fact that people systematically don't tell you everything. And what they don't tell you is, of course, part of what they do tell you. So the imagination, because I can't find a better word than that, needs to kick in here, and it's best expressed by the language in which you discuss the characters and the backgrounds and foregrounds of the people concerned. It's not enough just to line up lots of letters and documents and think you've done something. You have done something, you just haven't done enough.
And often novels may capture the essence of a person rather than perhaps a biography.
Well, it's very dangerous to suppose that in a novel, even if it is very clear what real character a fictional character is based on, it's very unwise to suppose that this is some kind of passport photograph of the character. The fact of the matter is that portraiture is a way of procuring, if you can, a likeness. But a likeness in any art form is also a form of difference. Otherwise, it wouldn't be like, it would be the thing itself. So you're never going to get the thing itself. We're never going to have the real Nelson, the real Virginia Woolf, or the real anything else at all, including Freddie Raphael. Even if he says it's the real him, it won't be, because that's not what writing does. So the writer has to accept the fact that he is actually, if he is or she is, doing something creative. That is to say, generating a figure who is, as it were, coherent with the one that actually existed but should not be confused with it.
What are you working on at the moment?
Well, I like to work on a number of things. I mean, I'm actually writing a sort of very odd book, a sort of autobiography. I've just finished this very long biography of, or it's taken a long time, put it that way, of Flavius Josephus. I don't know whether I'll ever actually do another biography, whether I shall, as they say, live so long. I really like to write fiction, mainly because, if not only because, I don't need anybody's permission. I don't expect a commission, and whenever I've had a commission to write fiction, I have been literally unable to write a word of the book concerned and had to give the money back. I am absolutely not somebody who thinks that publishers are people of enormous wit, discretion, and knowledge, and only commission books which they really, really think are worth commissioning. No, they are entirely dominated today, more than ever, by their sales managers. So you will get book after book after book about Byron, the Bloomsburys, and I don't know who all else, but there are all sorts of subjects about whom you won't get a book at all because, old man, we really don't think this one was one for us. I'm quite convinced, for instance, that in the case of Flavius Josephus, the last thing that anybody needs in England is to publish a book called A Jew Among the Romans, and I can't help that. I don't pretend that I'm thrilled with the fact that that's a difficult sell, but to tell you the truth, so much the worse for England.
The title of this conference, Can Biographies Survive?
I just don't give a damn. I said at the beginning of my lecture that I was reminded of Vladimir Nabokov when he was asked whether he thought the novel would survive, and he said, I don't care about the novel, I care about my novel. I'm perfectly happy that other writers should sell lots of copies and become very important, receive awards and all kinds of stuff. But for myself, the position of the writer to be treasured above all is to be alone and embattled and to write what one wants to write. I don't mean commissions can't be useful, and they can, as the case of the Sistine Chapel somewhat proves, they can lead to great work. But to be dependent upon such people is actually to be a courtier, not to be a writer.